the rest of the story. The 1984 Winter Olympics were held in Sarajevo, capital of the Yugoslav People's Republic of Bosnia. You remember what happened there 8 decades ago? When Bosnia was controlled by Austria-Hungary, the town of Sarajevo was the assassination site of Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife. And it was the murder of the Archduke and Duchess in June of 1914 which plunged the planet into its first worldwide war. Well, at the center of that assassination conspiracy were three young Bosnians, each aged 19, eager to liberate their homeland from the Austrian oppressor, and they didn't quite know how to go about it, until members of the Serbian military suggested that they kill the Archduke Franz Ferdinand. And then the boys were supplied with weapons. They were trained in the assassin's art. The boys, their names were Gravis, Kabrunovic, and Princip, were given pistols and grenades, even poison to be taken after their mission was accomplished. The Austrian Archduke was scheduled to arrive in Sarajevo on Sunday the 28th. The three young conspirators would be waiting for him. But revolutionary fanaticism notwithstanding, boys will be boys. Knowing the main thoroughfare route of the Archduke's motorcade, the three would-be assassins positioned themselves accordingly. But as the motorcade passed, they lost their poise, they lost their timing, and they lost their nerve in rapid succession. Each had a grenade and a gun. Only Kabrunovic managed to throw his grenade, which landed under the wrong car. A member of the Archduke's entourage and several bystanders were wounded. The Archduke himself was unharmed. While Kabrunovic tried to swallow his poison, apparently he threw up before it could do much harm, so he was taken into custody alive. The other two boys panicked and ran, their grenades unexploded, their pistols unfired. For all practical intents and purposes, the attempted assassination had aborted. Graves fled to his uncle's house, tried to flush his grenade down the toilet. Princip roamed the streets in a fearful daze, wondering what he was going to do next. Perhaps a cup of coffee would help him think more clearly. There was a coffee house nearby. Princip would go there. He went to the coffee house. But what he could not have imagined was that the scheduled route of the Archduke's motorcade was altered, on top of which the Archduke's chauffeur made a wrong turn down a side street, on top of which the chauffeur was ordered to stop the car and turn around. By sheerest coincidence, directly in front of the coffee house from which the surprised Princip was just then emerging. In fact, Princip was so surprised, he had no time to get scared. And with the Archduke's open-top automobile less than 10 feet away, the boy drew his pistol and fired two shots. Two shots, and the Archduke and the Duchess were dead, and the wheels of global destiny were in motion, and thus World War I began, because the heir to the Austrian throne was assassinated on purpose, by accident. Now you know the rest of the story.